It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Moving along here on the morning shift, the Atlanta Hawks fall to the Trailblazers 127-113. Trae Young, 29 points, 15 assists for Atlanta. I think he's creeping in on a record there, the assist record for the franchise, I believe. I'll pull that up again. But anyway, Dyson Daniels, 22 points, 10 boards in the loss.
Yeah, frustrating game, obviously, and ugly in a lot of different ways. It was, you know, this is a game that you probably expected the Hawks to win. I look up at some point in the third quarter, they're down by 16, I want to say, at a certain point. Now, to the Hawks' credit, they climbed back and made it about a four-point game late in the game, but then they just couldn't stop shooting themselves in the foot. How about this number, 32 second-chance points for the Blazers last night in that game, and there was just a certain amount of time where it was – there was like two or three steals and two air balls. I'm talking about on both ends of the court. Two or three steals and two air balls on both ends of the floor at some point in the third quarter. It was not a fun brand of basketball to watch if you're a basketball purist for a while there in the middle of that game. But Dyson continues to do his thing. It's frustrating to watch because Trae actually was shooting the ball decently well last night, but the rest of the team was not. And I think maybe it was one other guy that was decent. I can't remember if it was Caris LeVert or not. But the rest of the team, awful. Onyeka had so many open looks from three. You want him to kind of take those shots. He's been decent at those shots in the past. They were not falling last night. And in the end, the Hawks just another meh game. We sat there with, 11 games left of the season, trying to go down the schedule and say, hey, well, if you finish 7-4, you know, you can finish over 500, this, that, and the other. The performances like last night are why it's so frustrating. There were certain points in the game where you thought Trae was locked in, and there were certain points where it didn't seem like anybody was. And that's what the Hawks need to figure out as they move towards this play-in round.
And now, as you sit at 36-39 with the Magic at 37-40, they have kind of surpassed you in win percentage for that seventh spot. So, again, what are we doing? Like, why can't we be consistent? Why can't we beat teams that we're supposed to beat? I mean, Reece Shea has, 36 a couple of nights ago? Has 9 points last night. And I'm not trying to bag on him, but that's the rookie of the month. I need a little bit more from you. You know, Dyson Daniels wins the defensive player of the month. And that those two guys should win yearly. They should win awards for the year.
Yeah, correct. And to piggyback off that point, Data and I were actually just talking about this in the last break. The Hawks still, it's quite clear that they still are lacking that third guy who can be consistent night in, night out. Trey's going to give you, you know, what he's going to give you, the 22 to 30, or, you know, he can explode at night and then, you know, the 10-plus assists. Dyson is around, you know, the 15 to 22-point range. He had 22 last night. But who's that third guy that's going to consistently give you that other 15 to 22, that 20-plus? Zachary can be that guy. He's not there yet. Obviously, they don't have Jalen right now, so it's quite clear they're missing that third guy. And Tiff, real quick, to your point, Trae Young is creeping in on that.
I just pulled it up, too. Brad Rowland's tweet.
Yes. So Doc Rivers has the record right now with 823 assists in a single season. Trae Young right behind him with 811.
So it's crazy.
Bye-bye, Doc.
It just, you know, and I'll say this before we move on. It just felt like that you looked so small last night. Next to the Blazers, like watching them on the court, that's a big team.
I thought you were taking a shot at me for a second. I was like, "Where'd you see me at last night?"
No, yeah,
no. Say that to someone like him.
I just thought watching the Hawks on TV last night, like obviously Donovan Kling and a number of other pieces they have, that's a big team, and you struggle with that. And the one thing you can't do if you're going to play small ball is turn the ball over. And they were sloppy with the ball throughout the first half yesterday.
Let's get some NFL headlines. We're going in the huddle. Reading this story from The Athletic, the NFL will air three games on Christmas Day this year. That is three. The first two streaming on Netflix and the third as part of Amazon Prime's Thursday Night Football package. So Christmas, by the way, falls on Thursday this year. And this is what an industry source confirmed to The Athletic.
And the NBA is not happy. Because they thought Christmas Day was theirs. Not so fast, my friend. I don't like it. I'm not going to lie. Because I know that when I hear that, there is a very, very good chance that I'll be working on Christmas Day. And that's a kind of a sacred day for me. But look, it works because people are gathered around their TVs. They're at home. I know this year, if I'm not working, I ain't going nowhere on Christmas Day.
Wasn't there a chance of that any time of the year? Like
what, gather around your TV on a holiday?
No, I'm saying that you could end up working Christmas. I've been stuck at an airport. You know, there's NFL games always on.
Well, it just depends on
when it just depends on when it falls, excuse me.
Well, yeah, yes and no, because the NFL does, like, when it falls on Sunday, the NFL, as in the past, has played their games on Saturday. And I've been, because I've done Christmas Eve games on Saturday. And now you might fly home on a Sunday, depending on the time of your game. But I'm lucky enough to leave right after the game, every game. So I just don't. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I understand it.
It's more palatable to me that it's on a Thursday.
Yeah, last year it was weird.
Okay. Last year was definitely weird on Wednesday. The fact that you got Thursday night football usually. I know you had a couple of games. It's like the streaming. This is the streaming edition of Thanksgiving Thursday, where you get a few games. Like now it's like just a Christmas Thursday. Like it just seems like the same, although they're going to be on streaming service.
And it doesn't bother. I love NFL on Thanksgiving, for the record. That's a holiday I don't have a problem missing. Yeah. Christmas is a little bit different for me.
I mean, you look at the – go ahead.
I was just going to say I was not on board with Christmas games before last year, and I actually enjoyed it. So I'm feeling a little bit better about this year.
You and millions of other people out there, because last year's Christmas Day Ravens-Texans game averaged 24.3 million viewers, and then the Chiefs-Steelers game drew in over 24 million viewers. That's all across Netflix and then local CBS stations in participating markets. That's according to Nielsen. And then also I think what helped boost things was the Beyonce halftime show during the Ravens Texans game, and that averaged 27 million people for that. So I'm actually curious to see, too, if they're going to bring out another big performer now. It's almost like it's into Super Bowl-esque kind of territory with the streaming game. So, all right, let's move along here to the Steelers. And this comes from Brooke Pryor of ESPN. Although Aaron Rodgers remains unsigned, Pittsburgh Steelers owner and president Art Rooney said he keeps hearing the star quarterback is headed in our direction. So he said, we keep getting positive sort of signals about it. And that's what he told people at the annual league meetings, and that they feel pretty good about it at this point.
It kind of follows along with what we heard Mike Tomlin say, where he's like, you know, getting to know somebody on that personal level is just a lot, you know, a lot more than just football and getting to know somebody down to the nuts and bolts. And he's been in this game a long time, and so have I. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm reading the tea leaves, yeah, okay, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. I don't know who should be excited about that. Is it Steelers fans? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Mike Tomlin? It seems like a good fit for right now, but I got to tell you, if I'm a Steelers fan, at some point I would love a long-term answer at the quarterback position.
I tend to wholeheartedly believe Aaron Rodgers will be there next year, and I think Jalen Milroe might be there as well. I think that they'll take and you know what? Replace Jalen Milroe with a quarterback that is available late in the first or early or in the second round at all. For them, because I do believe they'll draft one. If Shador Sanders was to drop, I think Pittsburgh could be a team that could move up. Remember, though, that I keep hearing, well, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go there, Kirk Cousins. No, I don't think Kirk. That's not the kind of quarterback Arthur Smith wants in his system. He wants a guy that can move around. I don't think Kirk Cousins fits that mold.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Quick notes for you. Former Atlanta Falcon, longtime NFLer, Calais Campbell. I think this is going to be his 18th season. Yeah, it is. He has signed a one-year deal with his former team, the Arizona Cardinals, and then Cowboys' Micah Parsons. This news from general manager Jerry Jones, an owner. He said he does not believe a deal between the club and their star pass rusher is far off. So that is good news for them. Go ahead.
Yeah, he says that after he craps all over David Mugaleta, or how he pronounced his name, who is Parsons' agent, also famously Deshaun Watson's, and says, I don't talk to agents because it's between me and the player. And then Parsons doubles down and says, I don't like my agent being disrespected.
The agent is not a factor here.
Yeah. And so Parsons comes over the top and says he's one of the best agents in the league, which he's not wrong. So they might not be far apart on what they think each side wants, but Jerry is playing games. And I, at this point, let him do what he wants. He was really good in land, man, so I'm okay with Jerry Jones.
Can the Braves get off the struggle bus? And we've got a Mic'd Up.
We got a Mic'd Up coming up. It's Which One Wednesday. We'll get Dylon against Bo with Tiffany on the judgment. How about this one as we go to break? Who's a better GM, Landry Fields or Terry Fontenot right now? Think about it. And see us on the other side for Mic'd Up, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.